Trail of a Shooting Star, Chapter 1, Part 5. When they arrived at the cottage, Fluttershy was feeding her many critters and birds around the cottage, as she did her daily quiet singing all the while. With gentle strokes of her wings, she hovered a few inches above the ground, feeding everyone from the raccoons down to the smallest field mice. The action prompted Tyler to shake his head with an admiring smile.
Well, well, would you look at that? If that isn't the very definition of adorable.
As the yellow Pegasus heard the voice of a complete stranger, she turned to face Tyler. Seeing him, she squeaked in fright and jumped into a bush. Tyler took a step back, hands up.
Hey, Rainbow, is she a friend of yours? I didn't mean to startle her.
What?
Rainbow Dash asked, peering around Tyler.
Oh, that's just Fluttershy. She's friends with all the forest animals, but she's very shy, especially towards strangers. She's super skittish, but don't worry. Come on out, Fluttershy, there's someone I'd like you to meet.
Dash called. Tyler nodded and sat down in front of the bush, reaching out his hand towards the blue eyes peeking out from the bush with a smile.
Oh, don't be afraid, little one. I won't hurt you. I promise.
As she slowly emerged from the bush, she nodded encouragingly.
There you go, see? I'm just a nice guy in an unfamiliar form.
He said, as he reached out to Fluttershy's mane, caressing the nervous yellow Pegasus. Still shivering like a fawn, she slowly got used to his hand.
Rainbow? What kind of creature is this? I've never seen something like him before. Is he from the Everfree Forest?
Rainbow only rolled her eyes.
He's just a strange creature I found when he appeared out of nowhere above the Everfree Forest. He seems okay, though. As long as you don't give him a hard time, he won't harm you.
As Tyler noticed Fluttershy's jumpiness slowly vanish, he raised her chin a bit.
You have a nice singing voice, and I didn't mean to startle you. I'm sorry. My name is Tyler, by the way. So, you can talk with the little animals of the woods?
With a timid little nod, the yellow Pegasus looked up to him. He smiled down at her warmly, and Fluttershy felt herself relax. She then flapped her wings, lifting up into the air to give him a closer inspection.
Translucent, bipedal, mesomorphic, embryotic, and...
She then closed her eyes and sniffed ever so slightly at Tyler's face, chest, and crotch, although she made sure to keep her face further away from the last spot.
According to his scent and voice, I presume male?
Tyler looked at Rainbow with wide eyes, and even though Rainbow looked at him with wide eyes as well, the Cerulean Pegasus simply shrugged casually. He then gave Fluttershy a nervous grin.
Is this the way ponies identify unrecognized species?
He wondered.
Yes, I'm male, but you could've just asked.
Still caught up in her fascination of the new and unknown species, Fluttershy raised Tyler's chin and opened his jaw gently. Her eyes inspected his teeth and her pupils grew larger.
Incisors, canines, biscupeds, premolars, and molars! Rainbow, you found an omnivore!
Rainbow rolled her eyes.
What, Var? Fluttershy, your crazy devotion to animals makes you sound like Twilight!
Tyler then shook his head and pulled back to escape Fluttershy's inspection.
It means I eat everything.
Cocking her head, Rainbow inspected him.
So like, greens and vegetables?
With a nod, he folded his arms.
Yes, and meat, of course.
Fluttershy nodded in confirmation, beaming happily to be confirmed herself, but in the next second, her eyes went wide and her pupils shrank down to tiny dots.
Meat?
With a yelp, she jumped back into the bushes, while Rainbow stepped back half a meter.
Does that mean that you eat ponies too?
No, I could never do that. Honestly, who would eat a creature that could talk? I mean, I do eat fish, poultry, and cattle, but eating talking ponies, no. No, not a chance.
Rainbow arched a brow.
I see. Well, just for your information, animals here are all intelligent to some degree. While some cattle have the ability to speak, the smaller mammals, like the woodland creatures, have a certain degree of intelligence.
I see.
He said slowly. Tyler took his knife and looked at Rainbow, who eyed him thoroughly before he rammed the blade into the soft ground so only the hilt was sticking out. And that was when another voice became louder.
Fluttershy! Nice to see you!
A unicorn stallion with a green coat and yellow mane came out of the woodwork, apparently up to greet Fluttershy, but upon taking note of Tyler, he froze in motion.
See you, whoa, sweet Celestia, what in the frying hay is that creature?
Rainbow, looking over to the stallion, arched a brow and cocked her head.
And you are? I don't know you.
Fluttershy now intervened.
That's Wheatwhacker. He moved in recently from Baltimore. He's an herbalist, and we sometimes come across each other at the edge of the Everfree Forest. Hello, Wheatwhacker.
That's when the stallion took notice of the knife in the ground.
Is that a weapon? Is he dangerous?
Rainbow shook her head.
Nah, he's cool. We got this. He was scared of me at first and tried to defend himself with it, but now he's surrendered.
She was rudely interrupted as Wheatwhacker's facial expression got darker.
He attacked you?
Leaning her head slightly back in confusion, Rainbow then shook her head more vehemently.
Wait, what? No. He held it up to keep me at a distance. He was at least as scared of me as I was of him. But like I was trying to say, he already surrendered. Again, we got this.
Well, if you say so, but I don't like the looks of him.
He simply stated and trotted away, the others following him with their eyes. Rainbow snorted in frustration.
Asshole. Probably one of these bucking pony purists.
Tyler wasn't sure how to take this all. Either he just witnessed some sort of pony racism, or in this case, more like speciesism against him or some more complicated thing. But given to the uninitiated ear, the story of him threatening Rainbow with a knife wasn't very convincing of him being peaceful. So he was admitting that there had to be some healthy skepticism against him. Looking back to Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash, the human nodded.
I want to return home, but for that I need a bit of help. And if that means I have to trust you, then I think you should have the reason to trust me as well. So I'll hand this knife over to you.
Stepping away from the knife, he sat down a few meters away.
So what do you say? Will you folks help me return home?
Rainbow looked over to Fluttershy, who poked her head out of the bushes, a leaf stuck in her mane.
Well then, Fluttershy, come on. I think we should do it. What better way to show intentions than offer up your only weapon?
With careful and timid steps, the yellow Pegasus stepped outside the bushes and approached the buried knife. Opening her mouth, she turned her head sideways and a bit down the handle, then pulled it out of the dirt. Eyeing the blade timidly, Fluttershy turned around and slowly walked into her cottage. After she hid the weapon, she returned to Rainbow and Tyler, who was looking around.
So, about these woodland creatures, would you introduce me to them, please? I'm rather fond of animals. Back on Earth, animals are usually too scared of humans because we don't speak each other's language. Only the tamed ones who are used to our kind have lost their fear for us.
Fluttershy looked around a bit.
I don't know. You know, they actually come to me because I spend time with them, but sure, I can ask them. The rest is, you know, up to them.
After letting Tyler know that she wouldn't force any of her animal friends to go to him, she asked around, but most of the animals seemed wary of Tyler. Nonetheless, she brought two squirrels to the human. The pair were red squirrels and much larger and more healthy than any Tyler had ever seen before. The squirrels leapt off Fluttershy and approached Tyler with little trepidation. The squirrels ran up his arms as he crouched a bit, making himself smaller.
Oh, careful, don't fall down,
Fluttershy exclaimed softly. As the two squirrels sat on his shoulders, they inspected the human thoroughly, tickling his ears with their little paws and noses. Tyler's eyes widened as he jerked away in surprise, Rainbow cracking up and falling over.
Oh my gosh, they give you a wet nosey!
Fluttershy giggled as she approached Tyler.
Now, you two, don't misbehave in front of our guest.
Tyler reached for one squirrel with his palm up. The squirrel first sniffed at the offered hand before it jumped onto it. Seeing as Tyler assumed the little critter would run away instead of jumping on his palm, he gasped in surprise. Reaching out with his other hand, he began to pet the squirrel. The squirrel made a few chittering noises and Fluttershy nodded.
Yes, they do feel good. Tyler, what do you call these?
She gestured to his hands.
They're not hooves, but they're not claws either.
Tyler chuckled.
These? We call them hands, and every intact hand has five fingers.
The other squirrel on his shoulder ran down his arm to his palm, and took a stance as if it would like to be petted as well. Now stroking one squirrel with a thumb and the other with the index finger, Tyler managed to pet both squirrels. Fluttershy smiled as she looked around.
The animals seem to like you.
Looking around, Tyler recognized that there were many animals sitting or standing around him suddenly, either out of curiosity or because of the realization that he wasn't a threat. A little hummingbird fluttered over and landed on his head.
It's a miracle,
he said, mist dwelling in his eyes.
It's like the Garden of Eden.
With careful movements, he looked down at the small animals surrounding him.
Thank you, little ones. I'd like to visit you and your little friends once in a while, if you don't mind, Fluttershy.
With a warm smile, the yellow Pegasus trotted to him.
If you behave like you did today, I'm sure they don't mind having you around.
He stood up, as the critters and birds left him, looking as though he was deep in thought. Rainbow Dash addressed the human again.
The Garden of what? Not important right now. So, big guy, what's on your mind?
I think I have a problem. You see, being omnivores, we humans have a very diverse diet. Not only do we eat vegetables, herbs, and fruits, but also meat.
Fluttershy shuddered, still not comfortable with the concept. Tyler then continued.
Yeah, and back on Earth, we humans eat all sorts of animals, but here the animals are sentient, or at least close to it. And the little critters of the woods are friends to a good-willed Pegasus I now know.
Fluttershy, now seeing his dilemma, looked up again.
So this means?
With that question, he knelt before the nervous Pegasus, crossing his heart.
I swear that I won't harm any of your little friends, Fluttershy. Besides, it wouldn't hurt to have friends in this place. Who gives a damn whether or not they're ponies?
Tyler thought to himself.
With an expression of relief and joy, Fluttershy jumped into the air.
You mean it?
Determination shined in his eyes as he nodded. No bunny stew or roast duck for me. I'll miss it, but if I can gain your friendship with this, I'll happily look elsewhere for food to complete my diet. But I still need a way to get proper fiber and protein if I want to stay healthy, so any ideas how I can manage to do that?
Duh.
Rainbow interrupted.
Why don't you just hunt down some of the animals in the Everfree Forest, or go fishing? Also, some ponies have pets that eat fish, and they buy that fish on the market, so that's three ways to get you some meat.
Slightly baffled, he looked up to the Cerulean Pegasus. The Everfree Forest? It sounds special, but don't you have friends among animals there as well, Fluttershy? He asked, looking towards the yellow Pegasus. With widened eyes, she took a step back.
What? No, I couldn't. None of my little friends come from the Everfree Forest. It's a place we ponies avoid.
Rainbow explained.
There are strange animals living there. Predators, you know? Not a place that you want to live in. Or, well, except Sakura, of course. She's a zebra.
Tyler nodded in thought, only half listening. There were many things to learn in a situation, but it already made a good impression on three ponies. Obviously, these ponies meant him no harm and were more afraid of him than he was of them. Or at least the one called Fluttershy. It seemed a bit odd here with a Pegasi roaming the skies and talking to little critters, but that was okay. He had other ways to eat.
Sure, I can't expect to find a fast food franchise around the corner, but there's water. There is also food to nourish me, and should my stay be prolonged, there should be a way to achieve a complete diet. No harmful environment, water and food. This is a good start. Now I'll just have to find a temporary shelter until I can find a way back home.
As he came out of the woods with Rainbow Dash, they arrived at the outskirts of Ponyville.
Civilization. What a relief. No makeshift shelter, no campfire.
Tyler thought and smiled.
I can do this.
An introduction like that going into Equestria must be one hell of a weird thing to experience. But in a way, it was kinda nice, because there wasn't any death involved. Anyways, let's get on to our brilliant donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Lovedragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneScythe9852, Elton Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.